3 weeks on, 1 week off. So for 3 weeks every month, we come up every Friday, and we have 1 week off, and then we continue. And so we've been driving up every week for chemo.
Since she was two?
About, yeah. We've been coming up a lot.
10 years?
11.
11 years. What does Chloe look like? Does she have hair?
So she does have hair. There were two chemo protocols that she was on where she did lose her hair, and but she was very, very young.
Yeah.
So it was kind of funny because she would just pull her hair out and laugh and pull it out.
Sure.
Now she has long, long hair. The chemo she's on now is a very, it's something that I think always sort of stays in her body. It's just a low-grade chemo. It's thin, but she doesn't lose her hair, and she has long, long hair, which she refuses to cut.
Right. Is she strong? Is she...
No, she's, between the chemo and the surgeries that she's had, she's now on oxygen because, of, you know, her cancer is in her lungs, and she has 14% lung function only. So she's on oxygen, and she's in a wheelchair as well a lot of the time. She's very frail.
Now, you have a shirt that says, "Don't count the days, make the days count."
Well, a lot of this is count. We have to be grateful for every day we have because we don't know what tomorrow will bring. And I actually bought this shirt because I find sometimes in this cancer world, it gets really depressing and I get, you know, really down. And so I have a lot of affirming things like this around the house just to remind myself, you know, even though Chloe has cancer and probably, well, the diagnosis is not great, right? We have to be thankful for everything that we have. And I am thankful. I forget it sometimes and just need to remember. Like, we're really lucky that we can come up here to Cancer Care Manitoba, and we're really lucky that we have such great doctors and nurses in the pediatric area that take exceptional care of Chloe. They take exceptional care of her and of me, and, you know, calmed our fears and, well, my fears anyway. I'm thankful, and I have to remember that we're lucky.
Does Chloe ever talk about her fears?
Never. Not to me, which is not unusual. Apparently, kids who are like this, you know, they don't want to see me. They don't want to see their parents crying. They don't want to see their parents upset. We go to a play therapist, and that's her safe place. Some days I'm able to come in to the session. Some days she would rather me not be there. That's her safe spot.
When you are on your own at night, what do you think of?
I worry about, okay, it's winter time. Last year was a hard winter for us. She was in the hospital every month, and she had a lot of lung issues. So I just, you know, she missed 115 days of school last year. I look at her breathing, and I look at her breathing out of one side of her chest with her oxygen on, and I think, okay, this winter, is this going to be it, or are we going to make it through? It's funny because yesterday was my birthday, so I was thinking, is this going to be the year? You know, like, you know how you, but apparently I say that every year, and she's still here. So yeah, I worry about, you know, how long we're going to have her. But that's why I have to try to be thankful, because that's all we wanted was, we wanted to have a child, and all I wanted to be was a mom. I mean, I'm lots of other things too, but that's my main thing, right? But then, you know, then she talks about, when I grow up, I want to do this, and I want to have my tiny house, and I want to help people. And I have to say, oh, okay, that's great. That's great, honey. Yes, of course you can do all those things, because that's what you would say to a healthy kid. With her, I try to be as positive as I can. And yeah, you're right. In the evening, or when you're just sitting quietly and those thoughts come, that's when I try to...
Don't count the days. Make the days count.
Yeah.